What gives you life? From what place, what dimension or sphere of life do you experience and find the abundance of life? There definitely is a physical dimension to what brings life, what we eat, good sleep patterns and rest, a healthy body. All these play a part in how we experience life in its fullness. There's a social dimension. We find life in relationship. That's our relationships are a driving force of life. There's a bigger dimension that has to do with significance and living a purposeful life, a reason for my existence. Life comes in all these spheres of our existence, but I cannot help but wonder. There's a dimension that we often neglect. A dimension that may be a bit hazy in our lives because we think or feel that it doesn't really have such a big effect on life in abundance and the fullness of life. But Paul comes and says in today's scripture that you cannot do life on your own. You can have all of these dimensions of your life in order, but if there's one dimension that if it's neglected, your life will continue to feel empty. You can try to organize your life according to all the laws and all the ways of this world. But if you miss this dimension of your life, you miss out on a fulfilled life. And this dimension is the dimension of the Spirit. He writes in Galatians 5, verse 24 to 25, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit now, let us keep in step with the Spirit. It's the dimension of your spiritual life. You are going to get life and life in abundance through the Holy Spirit. There's a life available to us in and through the Spirit. He writes earlier on in verse 16 and says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Let the Spirit guide your life. That speaks of a lifestyle. And your lifestyle and developing a lifestyle is a lifelong journey, in which I consciously open up every dimension, all the other spheres of my life, and invite the Spirit in to guide me, my will, my heart, my thoughts, my feelings, my relationships, my work. I open every dimension of my life to the working of God's Spirit, the reality of His Spirit. And go read all of Galatians 5 if you can. This life in the Spirit brings freedom. It bears fruit. It brings guidance. We can receive guidance. And what you seek, you will find when you start living through the Spirit, by the Spirit. And here's the good news. The Holy Spirit is a gift of grace to each one of us. No matter where we are now in our journey or life, God desires and longs to give us the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is His own Spirit, His own presence, His own power, and this life through and by His Spirit. And so today, just three invitations to enter into this life by the Spirit. In the first place, we need to ask for it. If we want to live by the Spirit, we need the Spirit. So ask for the Spirit. Asking is at the heart of our relationship with God. Although God wants to give us so many things, He will never force anything on us. He respects our freedom too much. And so He waits for us to ask. Jesus at one point says in Luke 11, when he talks about the Spirit, he says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now, I want to be honest and a bit straightforward. I think we often struggle to ask for what we need in life. And I think everyone has different reasons why it's difficult for them to ask. But I was just thinking about some of my own reasons and excuses that are the usual ones I use not to ask. Some of us, like me, do not ask because we do not want to change. Because I know in the past when I've allowed the Holy Spirit to come into my life, He changes a few things, and I don't always want to change. Some of us, like me, do not want to ask because we say, I don't want to get too churchy. Should I really spiritualize everything? Won't that be like weird? Some of us don't want to ask because we are so independent. You know, I have everything under control. I have enough gifts, enough abilities. I have my own competence. I have a brain. I'm ready. I'm okay. And God stands back and says, okay, if you want to live your life on your own, live your life on your own, because I am not going to force myself on you. God will never force himself on us. But that's the definition of a godless life, being godless. Godless does not mean I don't believe in God. Godless just means I shape my life without God. I build happiness in my life without God. I see my business without God, my family with God, my whatever without God. That's when I'm living a godless life. But we all come to a place in that way of life where we realize I can no longer go on my own. I can't do life on my own. There comes a day when I realize that life is not just physical, social, emotional. Life is not just three-dimensional. There's a fourth dimension, and that's God. God is there. He's a reality. And I realize more than I need food, more than I need anything in this world, I need God. And I come to a place where I say, Lord, I cannot live on my own resources anymore. I need you. Please give me your Spirit. What stops you from asking? What's hindering you from asking for the Spirit? I know it's hard, but you have to have a deep conviction that I cannot do it by myself. I need His Spirit. I need God. That's the first step into a life by the Spirit. And then we must receive. We must receive what we ask for. Jesus himself, He gives it as a command. Look at these words. After he has risen, he appears to his friends and he says, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Asking and receiving always go together. Now, I want to say that it's two sides of the same coin. And the name of that coin is faith. And it's with faith that we ask, and it's with faith that we receive. And just two observations about receiving the Spirit. In the first place, I think sometimes we forget to receive, especially when it comes to our experience with God and the Spirit. Paul, I remember in Acts, Paul asked this question to the believers when he gets to them, and he says, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Have you received the Spirit? In my own words, have you taken what you've asked for? You cannot ask and not take what is given to you. Just a simple illustration. Can you imagine you and I, we're sitting at a table having dinner or lunch, and I ask you, could you please pass me the salt on the table? And you pick up the salt and you hold it out to me, your hand outstretched so that you can give it to me. And then I say to you again, can you please give me the salt? And you stretch a little bit more. But the more you lean over to give me the salt, the more I ask you, will you give me the salt? I think you would get quite frustrated with me and you would say, Melissa, please just take it. You've asked for it. Just take it. Here, I'm giving it to you. And in the same way, when it comes to our relationship with God, we must take the gift that God has given us when we ask. And scripture says he's given us his spirit, so receive it. The second observation I want to make is that the Holy Spirit is received in different ways. The Holy Spirit is not generic. The Spirit comes to each of us in a very personal and a very unique way. And we also experience him when we've received him personally and in unique ways. So often when we think of the ways of receiving the Spirit, and I'm saying this we, because I've realized in many conversations that I've been in and in my own life, we think of dramatic experiences. And I know, and I've experienced it myself, that the Holy Spirit can be received as the supernatural, very emotional, sensational, sometimes experiences. But if we think that that's the only way that we can receive the Spirit, then we are deprived of the greatness of who God is and this gift he gives us. Because he's so much more. Yes, the Holy Spirit comes as a stormy wind, but he also comes as a light breeze. The Holy Spirit is also received in the many ordinary ways, the natural ways, not just supernatural. Especially we'll realize and experience that when we open our lives daily to the Spirit. We'll realize it, especially if we start living by the Spirit day by day. So what does this life, living in the Spirit, look like in daily life? Well, Paul says, but we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive by faith the righteousness God has promised to us. It comes through and by faith. We can't receive the Spirit because of merit. We can only receive and live by the Spirit when we start believing and accepting. Accepting and believing means I rely on the Spirit. I trust. I believe he's going to get through for me. He's going to be there for me. I act in faith as if he is there and he's going to help me. And you know what? I realize he is helping me when I start living this way. And then in the next verse, Paul says that this faith turns into deeds. For in Christ, neither our most conscientious religion nor disregard of religion amounts to anything. What matters is something far more interior, that is faith expressed in love. So I go into life with him. I go and do things with him. Every breath I take is through him. Every meal I receive him. In every good conversation, every good gift I've received during this day, I receive the Spirit and I live by the Spirit. Moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day. Often it's in very natural and ordinary ways. I live by the Spirit when I spend time with him. I read the word and allow him to speak to me through it. And the Spirit enlightens and brings life through that word. The Spirit is word and life. That's what Jesus says in John 6:63. He says, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Paul writes in Colossians 3, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in wisdom. In another place, in Ephesians, he says, let the Spirit of God dwell in you. Spirit and word, they go together. When I live in the word of God, I live by the Spirit. So listen to his word. Messages, sermons, meditations. I think of the word. I contemplate his message. And the Spirit makes this word come alive so that I can live. I live by the Spirit when I look at how Jesus does life. He who was full of the Spirit. Luke 4 says Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit. He received the Spirit. He left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. When I receive, when I ask, I receive and I start living by the Spirit, I'm filled. I'm led. I can go into life. I cultivate an awareness of Him. And the more I fill my mind with Him, the more I'm guided and led. The more I'm with Him, the more I'm filled with His ideas and His fruit. And that's what it means to be full of the Spirit, to be filled by the Spirit. And I learn to live in a new way. I live by the Spirit, which is a life from the inside out. It starts in the inner workings of my being, there where God knows me and I know God and we spend time together. And that helps me, that empowers me, that sends me, that leads me into life in the Spirit outside. So let me end. And maybe I'll end the way I started. Where do you find life? Paul says life comes through the Spirit. And this is a lifelong journey. So step by step, day by day, allow the Holy Spirit to exist, to permeate every dimension of your life. Open your heart, open your mind, open your feelings, open your relationship, open your work. The Lord longs to give you the gift, the life through and by His Spirit. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your Spirit that gives us what we need to live this life. Lord, today we come and we ask for your Spirit. And Lord, we ask so that we can receive for the unique life and story that each one of us has. You know in what way we need your Spirit, Lord. So we ask, give us your Spirit. But Lord, we receive and we open up our clenched fists that we have when we go through life. We open them up so that we can take this gift. We receive it by faith, Lord. We receive it with hope. We receive it with the deep knowledge, not with our minds, but with our heart, that you are with us, and that you go with us, that you lead us, that you help us, that you are there for us. And Lord, we want to live through this faith. We want to live with you. We want to live by your Spirit. So guide us. Thank you for your word, that it is a light unto our path. That through your word, we are filled with who you are so that we can, in every moment, in every dimension, in every sphere of life, we can do it with you, alongside you. And we can go into this life that you've promised of abundance and fulfillment and richness. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. If you have a prayer request, you're welcome to contact us on our pastoral line, or you can send an email to us and one of our team members will contact you. If you need to speak to someone face to face in person, you can also send that and request that on these platforms, and we will arrange a time and a day and a place that will suit you. We are also available online every day to meet with you in case that is your need. Receive the blessing. The love of God our Father and the grace of Jesus Christ, the fellowship, the friendship, the presence of the Holy Spirit remain with us all. Amen.